Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, your texts about your sleep habits have been flying in to 51552. Help is at hand. I have Dr. Mossy Verghese on the line from the Sleep Therapy Clinic to have an L chat. Dr. Mossy Verghese, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for having me. I must actually clarify that I'm not a doctor. I'm a sleep physiologist and a behavioral sleep therapist. But I'd be happy to answer the question to the best of my ability.
Can I call you doctor?
No, we'll go with Mossy.
Call you Mossy then. Okay, so you're a what did you say?
I worked as a sleep physiologist and
physiologist.
And a sleep therapist.
Okay, yeah. How did you get into that line of work?
I'm originally from India and I'm qualified from there, and I started a job in St. James's about 18 years ago in 2003 as a respiratory and sleep physiologist. When I was getting qualified in India, there wasn't a lot of places that offered help for people with sleep problems, particularly sleep apnea and other sleep disorders like insomnia. That just kind of piqued my interest, and I got more training in that area, particularly in behavioral sleep medicine, which looks at a person's behaviors and beliefs associated with sleep and how that can influence a person's ability to sleep.
Okay.
And that's my area of interest.
Okay. Well, thank God for you. So you're from the Sleep Therapy Clinic in Dublin, which is a place people can go to if they need help. Do many people talk in their sleep and walk in their sleep? Is this a common thing? I'm getting a lot of texts into the show this morning. Apparently, a lot of people do it. But is it quite a common thing?
It is. It falls into a particular category of sleep disorders called parasomnia. It's not very common, but if that is becoming an issue for individuals who is having that difficulty, they must consider speaking to their GP and also get a referral to a sleep physician, a doctor who looks after sleep problems. We do have few sleep disorder centers in St. Vincent's Hospital, also in Vincent's Private and Mater Private, and also in James's. But for other sleep disorders like sleep apnea, almost every hospital will have respiratory consultants who look after those problems.
Okay, gotcha. So if it is, I mean, it can be dangerous. Just some of the texts coming in, Mossy, like, oh, had somebody jump out a window and break their arm because they were sleepwalking. So if this is something that's happening to you, please go and seek help, because it is out there, like Mossy's saying. Mossy, what are night terrors? A lot of children suffer from night terrors. I don't know if it's that common in adults, but what are they exactly?
Yeah, night terrors and nightmares are slightly different. I mean, those are the two things that people report when, you know, related to their dreams.
Yeah.
Sleep has different stages. There is stage 1, 2, 3, and then there is also REM sleep. So dreams generally happens mostly during the REM sleep. So if you're having a nightmare, it's happening during the REM sleep. But if it is, sometimes people can also get those bad dreams in other stages of sleep. And when it is happening in non-REM sleep, which is the 1, 2, 3, and mostly in stage 3 sleep, that's what we call sleep terrors. In nightmares, a person can wake themselves up from sleep, but in sleep terrors, they don't wake themselves up. It will be mostly the bed partner who would report that the person has been shouting or acting up or something like that during their sleep. And again, that falls into the category of parasomnia. And again, if that is a problem and, you know, safety can be an issue there, and they should definitely seek help for that.
What can be done if a parent is listening and their son or daughter suffers from night terrors? I know my sister went through it with her son and it was horrific. She didn't know what to do. What should you do when they're going through it?
They should go to a sleep physician and get a sleep study done and find out what's happening when they are sleeping, and then get treated for that.
Okay. So how do you study sleep?
You have to look at your, when we do sleep study, we look at different parameters. It's a very comprehensive test. We look at the brain activity. We look at our muscle movements. We look at how our eyes move. We look at our breathing patterns during sleep, abdominal and chest movements, oxygen levels. We'll have electrodes on their legs to see whether there is restless legs or periodic limb movements. And then all these data will be collected over the night and will be analyzed to see what is happening during a person's sleep.
Okay, so yeah, that's how you study sleep. Gotcha.
Yes.
And how do you treat it then? Is it with medication? Is it with shock therapy? I don't know. How do you treat these kind of sleep disorders?
Yes, I'm not involved in treating sleep in particular sleep disorders like sleep terrors, but it will be using medications, and there may also be behavioral therapy and also
gotcha.
Cognitive therapy to reduce
gotcha.
Their anxiety. Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned anxiety there. Would that be the most common thing or reason as to why people would be suffering from sleep apnea or night terrors or sleepwalking? Is it anxiety?
Yes. Sleep apnea is an organic sleep disorder. Anxiety doesn't play a role, but it's mostly to do with the structure and shape of the upper airway of a person. If they have reduced pharyngeal space or reduced space in the back of their throat, they'll have a tendency to have repetitive airway closure when they are sleeping. And one of the symptoms will be snoring, and the bed partner may say that the person stops breathing when they're sleeping, and they wake up too many times at night and find it very difficult to get a good night's sleep and feel very tired during the daytime as well. But the other most common sleep disorder is insomnia, which is very commonly seen in individuals with anxiety, especially in the last 2 years since the pandemic started. There is a heightened level of anxiety whenever our health or our safety or our ability to function during the daytime is threatened. We kind of come out with a natural stress response, which brings us to a state of heightened arousal or heightened alertness. And when we don't have the right balance between sleepiness and alertness, towards closer to the bedtime, we want to feel very sleepy and less alert. But when we are at a state of heightened alertness from anxiety or stress, with whatever that's going around us, then our alertness levels go up, and then it makes it difficult for us to fall asleep or get back to sleep when we wake up at night. And that's what we see in insomnia. Since the COVID started, I mean, there was in one study that was done in Ireland, about 20% of the people reported elevated anxiety levels, which is very similar to the numbers that is coming out of the United States. And that's something that we need to be careful about. So for any predisposed individual who has a tendency to be anxious, and when they have a precipitating factor, you know, a family member is sick or they themselves get a diagnosis or get injured while playing a sport, that can act as a precipitating factor, which will lead to sleeping poorly for a couple of weeks. And then they start to worry about sleep itself. And that worry about sleep becomes the perpetuating factor.
And a cycle.
It is a cycle where a person will start and then will think whether they will fall asleep that night, whether they will get a good night's sleep, how they manage the next day. And all those thoughts are perpetuating factors. And once we have the perpetuating factors, we can say that the person has insomnia, and that needs to be treated there.
Absolutely. Motti, thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting to us today. And just to reiterate, if you are having any problems with sleep, if you're jumping out of windows, if you can't sleep, if you're shouting in your sleep, any of those things, help is at hand. And if you want to go and check out Motti Vergaes from the Sleep Therapy Clinic in Dublin, you can do, or just go see your GP. You shouldn't be suffering. That is the main thing, right?
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.